This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
This month, we're looking at globalization at a turning point. Today's take is from Pankaj Ghemawat, a professor at NYU's Stern School of Business. I spoke with him from his home office. Morning, Professor.
Good morning to you, David.
For most of my adult life, borders were dissolving, goods and people were moving more freely across the globe. Now we have Brexit in Europe. We have moves under Donald Trump to harden U.S. borders. I think it's the right time to ask, is globalization done, do you think?
Well, that's certainly what a lot of people are saying, and I think I'll sound the contrary note here. The sentiments have moved around more than the actual numbers. Globalization so far in the last 12, 18 months has been going sideways. It hasn't nosedived nearly as sharply as public sentiment or the tone of media coverage actually has.
But clearly, something's different with Brexit. Clearly, under the Trump administration, with moves towards greater protectionism. It's a different chapter in globalization, if indeed globalization isn't going away.
We're unlikely to live in a world in which globalization goes to zero. Given that, it's sort of, you know, it's probably important for business people and others to make some contingency plans about what does happen if we get a hard Brexit, or what does happen if, you know, the NAFTA renegotiations, whenever they conclude, do lead to a significant raising of barriers. But I think it's very, very silly to either plan for a world of either total free trade or a trade-free world.
I think globalization gets too much of the blame for the stagnation that many middle-class people feel in the developed world.
Compare the Netherlands and the U.S. The Netherlands has trade exposure roughly six times the U.S. level. Given that, and given that the Dutch still managed to preserve a more reasonable income distribution, I look at what's going on in the U.S., where clearly there are some major distributional concerns, and point to the fact that if, you know, the U.S. really isn't one of the world's most trade-intensive countries, there's probably something to do with domestic policy and changes in technology that plays as large, if not a larger role, in the outcomes that we're observing.
Pankaj Ghemawat is a professor at IESE Business School as well as the NYU Business School. Professor, thank you for this.
Thank you very much, David.